I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News, and now I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater, as I promised. Russ Collins is here for this week's installment of Cinema Chat. Always good to see you, sir.
David, it's good to be back on the airwaves of WEMU. You know, one of the surprising things to me over the last 10 years has been the fact that video stores just evaporated, like record stores.
Yeah.
And Redbox was the kind of remainder of the being able to pick up a video. And they instituted a streaming service a little bit ago in association with a cable channel, and it's just not going very well. And who knows what the future of Redbox is in general, but it looks like their streaming service offered through Verizon may be going away.
Why isn't it working? You know, it seems to be the right platform.
Well, in terms of the streaming services, yeah. I think they're just kind of late to the game. Netflix has it down pretty well. Plus, you're just...
Everybody's hacking everything for free anyway.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. Less in the motion picture and television world than in the music world,
right,
which was the real death of a lot of things, including artist revenue stream, which is really unfortunate. Piracy, which is a pretty typical thing if you go back in the history of the arts, the theater and opera and all those kind of things were pirated for many years in the United States. They would take European work and do them for free because nobody in Europe was paying attention in the 1800s and early 1900s. But again,
it would be several months before you could come here and find out.
That's right. Exactly. And so anyway, piracy is a bad thing. People that are doing it think that they're getting away with something, but actually they're just damping down the vitality of the marketplace, which has a certain virtue to it in terms of being able to reward artists for their work. So some artists get over-rewarded, which people don't feel too bad about, but most artists are barely hanging on. So it's a tough thing all the way around. But anyway, the video store is, everyone kind of predicts the end of movie theaters, and movie theaters have been very consistent for the last 50 years. Very active economic models going on in various other parts of the entertainment business. But happier things to a certain degree, Sundance comes to Eastern Michigan University today at 10 o'clock in the morning with a free screening of a wonderful film called Fruitvale Station. And it's directed by a young man who was just finishing up his undergraduate degree at USC. His name is Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan. And he created this great film that was at Sundance a couple years ago, Fruitvale Station, which is a stop on the BART subway that runs in the San Francisco area. And it's a stop in Oakland, California. And the Oakland Transit Police, at the end of this movie, deal with this guy in hindsight completely randomly in a very unfortunate way. But it's a story of this family, of this guy, and how things just turn really negative for him. But it's an excellently made film. You really relate to the characters. Very well paced. It was a buzzworthy film at Sundance there a couple years ago. And you can see it for free today at 10 o'clock in the morning at the EMU Student Center Auditorium. So go check it out.
I have seen it. It's powerful. It's one of those movies that will stay with you for some time.
Absolutely. Now, another film tonight, which is part of the Film Forward, Sundance Film Forward program, which is being put on by the University of Michigan Library System. There were some screenings in Detroit and in Dearborn and at EMU today and at the Michigan Theater tonight at 7:30. The film that we're showing tonight is a film called Valentine Road, and the director will be there, Marta Cunningham. It's a documentary film about, again, this very unfortunate thing that happened out in California. There were two eighth graders, and one eighth grader shot the other eighth grader. And both eighth graders come from very difficult background. One eighth grader's prejudices were fanned by their environment, and the other eighth grader is an out biracial transgender teen. And those issues all kind of foment together to create this very tragic situation.
That is multiple tragedies.
Absolutely, multiple tragedies. That is very interestingly dissected by the director, Marta Cunningham. So you can see the film. You can see the director. It's all free tonight at 7:30 at the Michigan Theater. Valentine Roan is the name of the documentary film. Again, a Sundance-worthy film, and you can see it for free at the Michigan Theater. So today, 10 a.m., Fruitvale Station, EMU Student Center. Tonight, 7:30 Valentine Road at the Michigan Theater. All free, all Sundance. It's a great honor to be able to participate in this particular screening.
And what else is available this weekend?
Sundance is in the buzz today because my favorite, the most fun film I saw at Sundance this year is a film called Skeleton Twins, which we brought to Cinetopia in 2014 in June this year. And it was a huge hit. We had very limited screenings on it, so there's a lot of buzz out there, but not a lot of folks have seen it. The Skeleton Twins stars Saturday Night Live alumni Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader, and they're both completely brilliant. They play fraternal twins, and the setup of the film is interesting. At the beginning, both of them are contemplating suicide. That's how the movie starts.
That's not funny.
And, it's not funny at all. Bill Hader's character, who's living in California trying to be an actor, actually travels after he recovers from his attempt, travels back to their family home out east and stays with his sister Kristen Wiig. Joanna Gleason plays their mother, and she's not a very good mother, but a very funny character. Luke Wilson plays Kristen Wiig's husband. Ty Burrell has a very interesting role in the film. Again, this is not a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of film, but it is two brilliant actors, a whole bunch of brilliant actors, but particularly Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader are just brilliant, and they're really well reviewed. Los Angeles Times says one of the better movies to come along this year. The New York Times says if countless movies about brothers and sisters reveal common family traits, The Skeleton Twins is subtler than most in evoking mutual sympathy that might be called a cellular understanding. And again, the way that Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader both perform the script and just seem to have this connection that you could swear
they were
brother
and sister.
They were, you know, fraternal twins, not only brother and sister, is amazing. So anyway, it opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. Opening at the Multiplex are a couple of interesting films. Denzel Washington stars in The Equalizer.
Is that anything to do with the 1980s TV show, The Equalizer?
It sounds like it does. It's ultra-violent Russian gangsters are folks that he is after. And the reviews on this are 50-50. Denzel Washington gets great reviews, but some people are going, well, it seems like...
That seems to happen to him a lot, where he gets great reviews, but he's in a movie.
Well, and again, the reviews are definitely 50-50. Some of the reviewers like the film, like the performance. Everyone likes the performance, and others are less enthusiastic about the film. But go check it out. Todd McCarthy of The Hollywood Reporter said the most exciting, violent, and stylish film of its type in a very long while. So again...
Yeah, that sounds like a good review.
And then there's an animated film by the folks that did Coraline and Paranormal Activities. This is Studio Letka. The film is called The Box Trolls. And again, it's kind of gotten 50-50 reviews. A voice actor in the film is Ben Kingsley, who's gotten really great reviews. And it's about this boy whose name is Egg, who has these odd little creatures that he is responsible for taking care of, and they all get in trouble, and they live on the edge and deeply involved with a a graveyard, of course. And the Time magazine said, "The Box Trolls has its penny dreadful moments, but it's mostly a larkish stroll through a cemetery where monsters are the good guys." So if you've got a kid, and this is an interesting kind of dynamic for you, especially if you like Coraline and Paranorman, which are, you know, they have their dark elements to them, but they are animated films directed towards kids, so you might want to go check that out. The National Theater from Great Britain is doing Euripides Medea, and that's going to be a recorded live performance that's done on Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. That's done in association with the University Musical Society. Obviously, this is the ancient Greek play, not the modern family drama. and it's a stunning production. You should go check it out. And our Polish film series continues on Monday nights, and Jump is the film that's being shown next Monday, the 29th of September. This is a series that was put together by Martin Scorsese. It features the classics of Polish cinema. Again, these are not the same kind of classics as Hollywood classics. Right. Not many people know them as well, but they were very influential to filmmakers of Martin Scorsese's generation, Martin Scorsese in particular, and you want to go check out Jump. It's directed by Zbigniew Cybulski, and a very compelling film. We're doing also a Chinese film series with the Confucius Institute, and on Wednesday, October 1st at 7 o'clock, we're doing The Young Detective D, a captivating tale that begins with the Imperial Police Force.
And that's a free show, right?
And that is a free show put on by the Confucius Institute. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns to Ann Arbor. This is a literally worldwide film festival that takes place between September 28th and October 7th. At the Michigan Theater, we're going to do it on Thursday, October 2nd at 7:30. You come to the Michigan Theater, you watch the short films, you get a scorecard, and you get to vote along with all of the other people that participate in the festival between the 28th of September and the 7th in October. And whoever's film polls the most popular gets the award, and you can know that you played a role in it. So
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. People really like it, and the short films are great. That's something that is something worth going to film festivals for, just to see the short films.
There's a lot to choose from, a lot to see, and a lot upcoming, and we'll keep you posted. I hope you'll join us next week for another installment of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.